Now, in this scenario, we're going to go through a disaster recovery situation. And in this case, I will navigate and show you in the Windows Azure portal. Let's go to the Store Simple Service, click on the devices. In this case, we have an on-premises device called the 8100 model. And let's pretend that we need to that has failed, or we need to fail it over to another appliance. We can do that two ways. We can fail an appliance over to another physical appliance, or we can fail an appliance over to a virtual appliance. And that's what I'll show you is the second option, failing it over to a virtual appliance. So in this case, what I'll do is you'll see that my appliance is selected, and I will select at the bottom, fail over. So what we want to fail over are you have the option to select one or more volume containers. So this is done at the volume container level. So I will select my volume container that I'd set up before. And we'll see that the size of that, the information about the volume, and then I will select a target device I want to fail that over to. So we have, or I have created before in a previous demo, a virtual appliance. So this is demo for SVA4, that's a virtual appliance. I'll go ahead and select that as the target device, and then it says I agree, I've taken all these volumes offline, and I will click that. Now that has successfully created a failover job. So the failover process will take a little bit of time, but it's actually created the job and it has started that. So I'll view that, and then once that has completed, I will come back online. Now we can see here that the job has completed. The device failover has now failed over to the virtual device. So let me go over to my devices, and we will see here. I'll click on my virtual device number 4. And if I go over to the volume containers, we'll see right here that I have the volume container that was originally on the on-premises appliance has now been failed over to my virtual appliance. Now there's a couple things we need to do to configure this. So let me go ahead and modify that. And I need to set the access control record to, let's just say there's a new server I'd like to connect this volume to. So I'm going to make sure that that new server, which is called my demo server, has access to that. So I'll go ahead and click the OK button there, and that will go ahead and start updating that volume with that access control record as well. So that should take a couple seconds, and we'll see, yes, that was completed successfully here. And that volume is now online. So now let me switch over to my server. I have a virtual machine running here in Microsoft Azure, Windows Server. And on that server, I'm going to connect that up and have this volume on that Windows Server. So let me go ahead and pause this. I'll switch over to that machine and I'll come right back. Okay, I've just remote desktoped into my Windows Server, and on this Windows Server, I need to do some initial configuration of it. So what I'll do is I need to set up the target portal of my Store Simple virtual appliance. Now, the configuration of that is the IP address is 10.0.0.12, and you can find that right in the dashboard of the virtual appliance. So I just looked that up, and here's the IP address. And when I click on targets, we'll see that that virtual appliance is there. I'll go ahead and connect to that and make that one of my remembered connections. And so now that is connected now. So the next thing I do is I go down to my computer manager, and what I need to do is just rescan the disks. And I rescan the disks, and what should happen is that my volume here appears. So it's offline, so let me go ahead and bring that online. And if I right-click on that and say explore, there you go. That is a disaster recovery scenario. So my physical appliance, on-premises appliance, was failed over to a virtual appliance in Microsoft Azure. I then a volume container of that was failed over, and I did connected that volume container and the volume in it to a Windows Server, and then now that this has taken ownership of that volume container and that volume up in the cloud. So then I connected it to a virtual machine that's running Windows Server in the cloud, and then I just exposed that to my users, and now I have this volume container, this volume in that volume container now is available to my end users. And that is a disaster recovery scenario. I could have done the same thing to another on-premises device just as easily as well. It's the same process.